I'm sitting here reading an article by Neil Patel, and he is talking about the state of marketing in 2024. And as I go through all of the things, right, and I'm reading all of it, here are the things that stand out to me. And I'm going to clarify that AI is, like there's talk of AI in this conversation, and there's also the major talk of trust and personalization. Now, we see a lot of fakes on social media, right? Like with AI, with the photos, with so many things, right? And people are going to start questioning, is this real or is this not real, right? If you've ever watched, oh my gosh, what was the show? Hunger Games. And where, if you haven't, I still have a point. But PETA, he gets basically brainwashed. And so he asks Katniss, is this true or not true, right? And we don't want to be in a situation where we're constantly saying, is this true or not true? Is this a real person or is this not a real person? Did they write this or did AI write this? Is this fact from their experience or is this fact from what AI generated? And this is why I believe there are some things that are very, very important moving forward in our content. Number one, live video, where we screw up. And I'm not saying purposely screw up, but I'm saying we mess up. AI is not going to be messing up. AI is not going to like literally forget what to say. AI is not going to freak out when their dogs start barking. AI is not going to do all of that stuff, right? So own the realness of what you do. Own your hot mess, right? Own it, because in the future, that could be the key to somebody wanting to know more about you and feeling more relatable and also knowing that you're real and building trust with you because you know that it's real, right? And that goes in words and that goes in misspelling a word. AI is most likely not going to misspell a word. You could. Or saying a statement that doesn't make sense, right? Being grammatically incorrect. Again, AI is probably not going to do that. Of course, some of the stuff I read from AI, I don't really understand. It feels like it was written by Shakespeare. And I'm like, who writes like that? But anyhow, it's a whole other story, right? So, and the thing is that if AI is like this amazing thing, but it's building so much distrust, especially if you are building your business as a personal brand, is it the way to go? I'm not saying I don't use AI. I'm not saying I don't use it to improve some of the things that I say or to make a sentence sound better because it's so jumbled, it doesn't make sense to me. But I don't let it take over me. I fed my AI chatbot so much of my content, so much of my podcast, so like transcribed, upload all the time. It still doesn't sound like me. I'm like, I would never say that. I would never use that word. Stop using these words, right? So when it comes to growing our business, it's going to be more important than ever to build that trust, to build that personalization, right? Especially again, when ChatGPT came around in 2022, I want to say 2020 is when I started using AI, which was Jarvis at the time, which was a lot different than ChatGPT. ChatGPT took off because it was came to the masses, where Jarvis, I think, was more along the lines of business owners and marketers. And so, and I don't even know, Jarvis' name got changed to something else. But anyhow, I've been using it for years before ChatGPT, and most of the time I forgot about it, so I didn't even use it, right? But how much are we relying on it today, right? And if we're relying on it more than we're not relying on it, also I want you to take a look back, because if you're relying on it that much, does your audience really need you? And that's not a diss, and it's just to seriously make you think, right? How much more can we be ourselves? How much more can we show up as us? How much more can we be real, raw, and vulnerable? AI is never going to sound vulnerable. I mean, maybe, but I don't think so. It would be very choppy I don't think it would be, it would sound as authentic. There's another thing that I believe, and that's when we put out content, there's an energy behind it. Meaning, I can write the best piece of content, the best piece of content, or I can create the best video. But if I'm literally creating that piece of content or I'm creating that video because I want you to pay me money, that is a totally different energy than if I want to serve and support you. And I believe 100% the end user knows that too. Now, does that mean you won't get any sales? Absolutely not. You'll probably still get some sales out of it. But would you get more with a different energy behind it? And a different intention behind it, whatever you want to call it? Yes, I believe you would. AI is not going to have that intention. Sorry. There's no intention behind AI. There's no energy behind AI, right? And I am not saying don't use AI. I'm just saying in a world, you know, even Neil Patel is talking about it, who is like the big SEO guy, right? And so it's like, how can I still build trust with my audience in a world of artificial intelligence, right? You know, this is the SEO guy and he's talking about what AI is bringing to the table, is which is amazing things, but it's also bringing more distrust. How do we combat distrust? Being more authentic. How do we combat distrust? Being more honest. How do we combat distrust? By being us, right? So one of the things he says in this is personalization is so much more of a buzzword in 2024 because of the influx of AI generated content. Personalization is arguably the most important trend on this list because it is genuine value. Because it's not using ChatGPT to fill up an article or get you more words or use more powerful words. Which I don't really think that's true, but maybe it is. Because I believe the most powerful words come from you, come from your mind. It's one of the reasons I created the Content Creation Machine journal, book, piece of content program, because it's that valuable. You have so much knowledge in your brain. Why are you forgetting that? And when you tap down into your convictions and you tap down into the way that you believe, why or how do you think that AI can do that better? AI can't have more passion than you. AI can't have more conviction than you. Don't just write to write. Write like you mean it. Don't just post to post. Post like you mean it. Don't just sell to sell and make money. Sell because you mean it and you know without a shadow of a doubt that what you are teaching or what you are sharing or what you are promoting is the best thing since sliced bread. Because you believe that in your heart of hearts. You believe that and you never want to see someone go through the pain and the problems and the failures that you went through trying to get to your result. Your experience cannot be duplicated. Your exact expertise cannot be duplicated. Your exact authority cannot be duplicated. It is all yours. So when are you going to start owning that? When are you going to start saying, I am the shit? I am the authority. I am the expert. Because of what I've gone through, because of my experiences, and AI cannot understand that. And also someone reading an AI piece of content can never feel what they feel when you write that piece of content. I'm not saying don't use AI. But I'm also saying don't let AI take over your content. Don't let AI take over your identity. Don't let AI create so much of what you do that it no longer sounds like you, that we lose you in the process because Because that's not the point of all of this. The point is for you to stand as the personal brand that you are and grow your business because people like, know, and trust you. They believe in what you do. They believe in what you say. And they feel confident that you're a real person and not a real person that's being spoken for by AI.